Hey, good morning, everybody, and Shavua Tov. As we leave the week of Yom HaShoah behind us, and now we look forward to Yom HaAtzmaut this week, of course, first with what I like to call the Matir of Yom HaZikaron. What gives us permission to celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut is, of course, the recognition of the sacrifice on Yom HaZikaron. So Mizmor Pehei is all about Shivat Zion, so it's an appropriate Mizmor which to begin the week. So Malateach Livnei Korach Mizmor Ratzisa Dereyotecha Shavta Shavis Yaakov. So we look forward to the time when the Jewish people will return en masse to Eretz Ha'avot, to the land of Israel. And this Mizmor goes on to describe is how that moment will be a moment of divine salvation, of Yeshua, Hareinu Adonai Chasdecha V'yesha'acha Titen Lanu, when Hashem will just put anger and frustration with the shortcomings of the Jewish people behind him. Hal olam tenef banu timshoch abcha l'dar v'dar lo ata tashuv techayenu v'amcha yismichu bach, and there'll be a source of unspeakable joy for all of us. And then towards the end of the Mizmor, we get towards how exactly is this going to happen? How are we going to be able to experience the Yeshua in that Shivat Zion? Something that I hope we don't take for granted, something that we live with, that something that we should never take for granted. How exactly are we going to be able to merit that, to experience that? So let's begin with Pasuk Yud. Ach karo v'yireyav yishov v'shkon kavo b'artzeinu. It's not that far away. Somebody once said in Tirtzuin Zogada. So ach karo, it's close. The Yeshua of Hashem is really close. V'shkon kavo b'artzeinu, to bring his Shechina, his glory, to our land, but also to give us thereby dignity. And here's the method. Chesed ve'emes nifgashu, tzedek v'shalom nashaku, emes me'eretz titzmach, v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf, gam Adonai yitin hatov ve'artzenu titen nivula. So the Malbim explains it in metaphorical, beautiful terms. He says, look at the image here. It's of the growth of the earth. So the human being works very hard, hazor and bitima. They're planting, they're preparing their field, exerting an enormous amount of effort and labor, and toil, and they plant, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a geshem. I think Gemara in Tainis, quotes this pasuk of Emes Meretz Titzmach, v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf, that in a geshem yardin ala bishvil bale yamuna, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings Geshem because they're honest people in this world. So it's a partnership. We do everything that we can do, and then the Geshem comes as a manifestation of divine kindness. That's what it means. Chesed ve'emes nifgashu. Emes me'eretz titzmach. Where does that come from? That comes from the human beings, from the ground up. We have to prepare the soil, and then the divine chesed can come from on high. Tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. So again, tzedek here, the Malbim says, is between chesed and emes. So emes is what we deserve, definitely, al pi din. Chesed is just total divine kindness. Tzedek is somewhere in the middle. So tzedek is a form of mishpat, but a form of mishpat that's nota, the Malbim says, that is not equidistant, but sort of tilted a little bit towards chesed, where Hashem is giving tzedakah, is very generous with us, but being generous because some level we've earned that generosity. I mean, earned that generosity. If you earned it, it's not generosity. But we've earned. Somebody has a track record and they make a mistake, so they've earned the benefit of the doubt. So likewise, when we behave with emes me'eretz titzmach, so Hashem's response is tzedek mishamayim nishkavan. We can do everything to possibly fully earn, the geula, the Malbim is saying here. But if we do everything that we can do, if we make our best efforts, Hashem is going to fill in the rest. It won't only be chesed ve'emes nifgashu, but tzedek v'shalom nashaku. So again, it takes a little bit of pressure off of us in terms of certainly we have to do everything in our power. But we shouldn't think in the end that somehow, we have to be, absolutely perfect beyond our capacity as lo nisna torah malachei asharei. So we have to do the very best job that we can, And then Gam Hashem Yitena Tov, Artelu Titen Yivula, Tzedek Lefanav Yalech, V'yasem Lederech Pe'amav, Tzedek will go in front of him, and this will be the harbinger of the redemptive time. You know, I just wanted to add in my own little bit here, you know, in terms of the metaphor of Gam Haaretz Yitena Yivula, in the context of Shivat Zion. You know, I think part of the trap that people fall into when it comes to relating to events in Israel is, you know, Reshitz Michat Gulatenu, as you know, people get into all kinds of, you know, impassioned debates, let's say. And the Masorah that I was raised with, I owe this to my Rabbi Yitzchak Tursky, who told us when we were in high school yet, he said, is it the redemptive time? Is it not the redemptive time? He said, it depends on us. It's a gradual process. Hashem gave us an opportunity. Going back to the land of Israel is an opportunity unlike any other to really, you know, earn an even greater level of gula. But it depends what we do with it. There's something reciprocal. So that's like what the Malbim is saying, is that it has to be a reciprocal relationship. I think we could go even further than that, right? You know, wheat doesn't grow overnight. Payros don't grow overnight. There's a process of tzmicha. Tzemach David Avdecha Miras Tzmiach. We ask Hashem to expedite that process of growth. But in the end of the day, it is very gradual by its nature. So I remember in 2005, you know, all of the extremists with the disengagement, they said, okay, this is the end, you know, forget about it, it'll never be the redemptive era. And it's kind of a very unhealthy extreme. So people take a step back, take a step forward, take a step back, take a step forward, right? There's Mohammed Sheshet Hayamim, the Six-Day War, euphoria. In Mohammed Yom HaKippurim, 6 years later, 1973, it's a great trauma. This is not necessarily a linear process, and we have to accept the fact that there's something very gradual about this, like the process through which things grow, right? And there are a lot of different elements that are required. The soil is required, the hard work is required, the rains are required, the temperature is required, and we have to contribute our very best to that ecosystem. But even so, this is not necessarily, again, we hope, Meheira Tatzmiach, that tomorrow, right, we can look and say that there's, you know, the full redemption. But in the end, we have to accept that this is a very gradual process. That's the way it appears to us. And not to try to be Doche Kesasha, sort of set a timer and saying, okay, you know, if Mashiach hasn't come now, then the entire process of Shivat Zion, the Medina, was all worthless. The policy I don't like, or disengagement, whatever it is, there are going to be bumps in the road. There have been bumps in the road. Chazal told us already very early on in Masechta Brachos, Eretz Yisrael Niknes B'Yisurin. They didn't put a timestamp on that Gemara. They didn't say that only applied in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, only days of the, you know, Kiddush Hashni, in the days of Ezra. That applies to every person who makes Aliyah, B'Zman Hazeh. That applies to an entire community and to the Shivat Zion that's going on right now. So just try to appreciate it for what it is, and commit ourselves, as the Malbim explains, Emes Me'eretz Titzmach, to try to do what we can to be participants in that process, the constructive participants in that process, without in any unhealthy way, you know, putting setting a timer and saying, okay, you know, we did our part, and now if it doesn't happen by tomorrow, then, you know, obviously it wasn't the redemptive era. We give up on the entire project. That would be very much a betrayal of our ethic of Ashrei Mechakelo, of having an unbreakable patience when it comes to these things, even as we daven every day, Meheva Satzmiach. We hope it will come as soon as is possible, but ultimately, in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's good time.